Greetings and welcome to the For Me to You show. I'm Dr. Clark on another marvelous day. Hope everything is going well with you. Going to continue looking at emotional resilience, and I want to take it a little bit further, add a little bit to it. And it doesn't matter which order you listen to these episodes in, they're all connected. The signs of emotions and stress responses, all right? To fully appreciate the role of emotional resilience, it is essential to understand the underlying signs of emotions and stress responses. Emotions are complex psychological and physiological states that influence our behavior and decision-making processes. They arise in response to internal and external stimuli, serving as a crucial component of our survival and adaptation mechanisms. And that's what I want to drive home, because this is how we cope. We have to recognize those adaptation mechanisms and this complex and sometimes complicated day-to-day living that we do. We're influenced by internal things that go on within us and external things that go on outside of us. As soon as we can become aware of that and how these things influence our behavior, then we'll have a better grip. We'll be able to tap into our emotional resilience, all right? And that's that ability to bounce back. The human brain plays a central role in processing emotions. The amygdala is a small diamond-shaped structure. It acts as an emotional processing center in our brain, detecting threats and triggering the body's stress response. This response, often referred to as the fight or flight. You ever felt like this? Sure you have. If you haven't, just keep living. Some of you younger folks, you're thinking about it now. Ooh, so that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Your brain, your responses, you get into that fight or flight mode. Do I stick with it or do I leave it alone? All right. This is just a reaction. And what it does, it prepares the body to confront or escape perceived danger. You're either going to fight the danger or you're going to run from the danger. Fight or flight. All right. But your body, this is your response. All right. This is how your body confronts escape. Stay there and confront the perceived danger. And while this response is essential for survival, chronic activation due to prolonged stress can have detrimental effects on our physical and mental health. And again, I'm just giving you this information for information purposes only. If you need to seek any further help, I highly recommend that you do that. But this is just to gain some insight, give you some tools to use in your daily living as we interact with one another. Resilience is intrinsically linked to the brain's ability to regulate emotional responses. And I'll say a little bit about the brain. You got the prefrontal cortex responsible for how order cognitive functions, such as decision-making and impulse control. This brain, with your amygdala, it kind of modulates your emotional reactions. In resilient individuals, this regulation is more effective, enabling them to respond to stresses with greater exposure and clarity. And stress is real. And you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time. You know, I'm going to come back to self-awareness. I'm going to tap into stress. And you have to recognize that stress is real and not live in a fantasy island world. Live in a real world and understand that stress is real. It's all about how you respond to it, how you manage it, how you prevent it, how you get in front of it, right? And being proactive. Stress responses, while natural, can impact behavior and decision-making if not managed effectively. Resilient individuals have honed their ability to recognize and understand their stress triggers. That's what we're working with, those stress triggers. What are the things that trigger you? They employ techniques such as deep breathing when you do get triggered. And when I'm talking about deep breathing, I'm talking about breathing through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and slow down, all right? These employ techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and cognitive reframing to calm the nervous system and regain control over their emotional state. And when you get that deep breathing going on, that oxygen goes to your brain and it'll relax you. Meditation, you just simply pause, stop, take some time out for you, gather yourself, then come back to what's there in front of you, that thing that you want to interact with, all right? And then the cognitive reframing is just simply changing your mindset. If you go into a situation in dread, then you're probably not going to have a very good outcome. I'll put it to you like that. All right. So don't go into it in dread. I'm just using that for an example. If you know that's what you're facing, stop, do some reframing in your mind and say, you know what? I'm not going into this dreading this. Let me reframe this. What we're talking about, reframe your thinking, cognitive reframing, and calm that nervous system, and then regain control over your emotional state. And this self-awareness and emotional regulation contribute to their ability to navigate challenges with poise and resilience. Let me add a little bit more to here today. I just feel like we just need to get this in too. As we conclude our exploration of emotional resilience, it is clear that this trait is an invaluable asset in navigating the complexities of life. Understanding emotional resilience goes beyond merely defining it. It involves recognizing its importance and acknowledging the key characteristics that resilient individuals embody. And by delving into the science of emotions and stress responses, we gain insight into the physiological and psychological processes that underpin resilience. Cultivating emotional resilience is not an overnight endeavor. It is a continuous journey. I told you at the beginning, we're going to start on a journey. It is a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. As we build our resilience, we empower ourselves to face life uncertainties with courage and determination. Ultimately, emotional resilience is not just about bouncing back from adversity. It's about rising above it, transforming challenges into stepping stones toward a more fulfilling and enriched life. And as you continue your journey through this, remember that resilience is a skill that can be nurtured and strengthened. Embrace each challenge as an opportunity to grow, and let your resilience become the foundation upon which you build a life of purpose and meaning. I'm Dr. Clark. It's another beautiful day. And as always, life is good. You just have to have something to compare to. Really appreciate you listening in to the From Me to You show. Take care. And we'll have some more coming your way.